Darren, you know, one of the things that's so great about our show is that we personally get to invite everybody who comes on this show. It's part of what you and I put together when we put this show together approximately over four months ago. And now we've had, you know, literally, you know, 20s and 30s of interviews. And I'm absolutely delighted. And I'm never, ever let down by this person, a person who I really admire greatly, a person who gives so much to our community, and particularly for those in Parramatta, and particularly the vulnerable. It's Keith Hamilton, and Keith is the Senior Minister and CEO of Parramatta Missions. And I haven't finished yet, Keith, and I don't want to embarrass you, but your life and what you do and your actions is about who you are and what you really believe in. And I've just got to say, on behalf of all the people from Darren and I, from Spotlight and 90.5, thanks for the continued work that you do for so many people. It is really incredible and never goes unnoticed.
Well, thanks, Jim. And it's great to be with you today, Jim and Darren, on Spotlight 90.5. It's great to be with you today and to a chance to speak about some of the things that are important to me and I think to our community.
And that's what I love about what you just said, Keith. What is important to you, you live out through your ministry and your actions, what you do. And I want to get right into it. Can you just give us a little bit of background to Parramatta Mission, in the sense, like, I've been there on Christmas Day and other days, but not to the involvement that I'd like to. That must be an incredible experience when you see that smile, that hand, those eyes meeting someone and giving them just a cup of tea, a piece of cake, or something like that. You have such a humility about yourself. Tell us about the daily world of Keith Hamilton at Parramatta Missions in Parramatta.
Well, right now I'm on study leave, but a normal day would involve a range of things, from meeting with people who might be facing homelessness, meeting with staff who are on the front line, but also it's a wonderful mission in, and it's ideally located in that it engages with people who are leaders of business, ordinary people who want to make a difference in the world. It engages with politicians, so we're able to advocate on behalf of the people who are in need, such as people facing homelessness or people living with a mental illness. So every day would be filled up in different ways with that. And I make sure that I spend some time in our Meals Plus program to meet with people and to hear what's happening, to meet with the staff, to hear the stories of what's happening in Meals Plus, which is our breakfast and lunch program and referral program. And I also seek to engage as much as I can to with the staff across Parramatta Mission to hear what's happening, to hear the stories. I regularly meet with them. So when I go and meet with them, I sit down and I say to them, I want to hear the highlights. I also want to hear their struggles, because I want to know what's going on. But what are some of their highlights? And so wanting to hear from the staff their highlights, and always their highlights are about the engagement with people and seeing people's lives changed. And that, I think, and you see their faces light up, the staff's faces light up when they do that. Volunteers say the same. And I think that's a most rewarding part, to be part of a large organisation that's making a difference in the lives of people. And of course, as I said, we don't do it by ourselves. It's with lots and lots and lots of partnerships in the community, of individuals and volunteers and corporate groups and not-for-profit groups and partnerships and governments of different levels that all assist with us or partner with us to be able to make a difference in people's lives. And I think that's the most rewarding part, that we're actually involved in transforming lives and, I think, helping people to have hope.
Yeah, and Chris, Keith, good morning, it's Darren here, and thank you for joining us on Spotlight. My question to you, and I know being a volunteer, and there's many volunteers there at Meals Plus, and I think I did it for about 6 months when I was on long service leave a couple of years ago, and it, as you say, it is ultimately rewarding, and I know how busy that kitchen is. But with COVID, how have you had to change with COVID with Meals Plus, and can you share with our listeners a bit of how that change has been taken up by those you are assisting and by the volunteers and by the people helping out there at the Meals Plus program at Parramatta Mission?
Yeah. Thanks, Darren. Look, Meals Plus continued. It immediately had to change how it was functioning when COVID started and with the lockdowns. And so it moved to takeaway and immediately changed to that. Some of the fascinating things that happened, and you know, without being political, the job seeker and the job keeper, I think, had an impact on people's generosity to be more generous. And people who had lost their job but had an income from JobKeeper wanted to do something. So we actually had a lot of volunteers early on in COVID who were people who were on JobKeeper and wanted to help and wanted to make a difference. So we had a lot of volunteers. We also had a lot of donations. In fact, we had some of the biggest donations that we've had. So during this time, which is remarkable when you think about it, but I think it goes back to that other generosity that came from government and all the governments, really, state and federal, that then changed the people's thinking to be generous. So we had to go to takeaway, and so it's not quite the same, but we continue to, people come in, we've got to keep the distance, the social distance, all the sanitising things that happen. We had to provide takeaway boxes, so that increased our expenses because the food had to be put into containers that people could take. We've still got the referral system happening. And the other thing that's happened is that we're now delivering meals to people who can't get there. So that is a change, and that's taking up some of the work of staff. So there's some of the things that happened. As COVID, the lockdown ended, and of course people went back to work, we had a drop-off in volunteers, but the donations kept up, and they've kept up through this time. So we've got... we're going okay, and the staff are doing a wonderful work in engaging with people. And we able to organise flu injection through the winter months to keep people healthy and those sorts of things, and we do the testing. We haven't had anyone with COVID, but we continue to do the testing that happens. We've had people come in and do those sorts of things. So that's been that's been going well, and it's been fascinating to see how other people have really wanted to engage and help out, make a difference.
We have on the line Keith Hamilton, the Senior Minister and CEO of Parramatta Mission, on Spotlight 90.5. As I say, we are in awe of what you do. Can you give some metrics or some ideas to our listeners, just how many meals you might do in a week, a year, you know, in broad terms, so Keith, people understand the sheer size and complexity of what you and your volunteers do in an ordinary period of time. I mean, it's huge.
It is huge. And we're doing somewhere between 35 and 45,000 meals a year. We have around about 60 to 80...
Sorry, Keith, I'm interrupting. I think our listeners need to understand and comprehend, because we're going to ask them to get in touch with Parramatta Missions. Can you just let our listeners know again the sheer size, Darren? I think that's unbelievable. This is just in Parramatta.
In between 35 and 45,000 meals a year. Now, because people come from... so that's what we serve in Parramatta. So people come from across Western Sydney to come in to receive their meals. So to put that into numbers each day, it's around about 60 to 90 people for breakfast. It can be up to 120 to 150 for lunch. We've seen the numbers go up. So at the start of COVID, the numbers dropped right off, and then they've picked up since that time. So we're now lunchtime. It could be around 130, 140 people for lunch each day. And the people who come for lunch are often a different group of people who come to breakfast. So we're talking about over 200, maybe 220, 250 people a day who come for the meal. So and the referral service. So I think one of the beauties of it is that if as we have on occasion, have a mum and children turn up who have had to escape domestic violence that day, and we've been able to house them that day, or we have a man turn up who's become homeless that day, and we've been able to find accommodation for him that day, or young people do the same. So that's because of the network of relationships in the community that we're able to engage with lots of different organisations. So some of the programs we're able to do ourselves, but others where we refer people to other organisations. And I think in a sense we've become it's got Promo Mission on the front, and that's who we are, but it's not just us. We can't do it by ourselves, and we don't, and it's with lots and lots and lots of people.
We're going to go to a little break. We've been delighted to have Keith Hamilton, the Senior Minister and CEO of Parramatta Missions, telling us the extraordinary work that he and his team does, and his staff, voluntary, and it's just an amazing story. We'll be back in a moment, and we're going to tell you about how you might be able to help out just with just $1.
Alive 90.5.
It's 22 minutes past 10, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim Darren.
We have on the line an amazing person, amazing organisation, Keith Hamilton, the Senior Minister and CEO of Parramatta Missions. I am just so grateful that you can spend some time with us, Keith, and tell us the story of you and your wonderful staff and volunteers that bring a little bit of hope to people on a daily basis. Keith, going forward, how we talk about mental illness, and it has become a topic that particularly COVID post has really immersed itself in much greater levels and greater thinking in terms of the extent of mental health services. Tell us about your journey in that space with regards to people that you serve.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. Look, the Parramatta Mission's involved in providing a lot of programs across Sydney that provide for people facing a mental illness. One of the fascinating things that has happened during COVID is that there was the shift to going virtual that happened immediately. So instead of people going in to one of the offices to see a person about counselling, they would do that online. One of the things that we've noticed is that in the past, there'd always be a dropout rate because of the stress for someone with a mental illness to actually having made an appointment to then get up, get ready and get out of the house, and it was just too hard for people. Having the virtual counselling, we've had almost zero dropout. So before there'd be a huge dropout rate of the people who'd made an appointment but they didn't show because they just couldn't manage it. But now with online, people are going online, and there's almost no dropout rates with that. So that will continue. That virtual counselling services through the Like Mine and through Headspace and the other mental health programs that we run, and I'm sure other organisations are finding the same thing, that will continue as a whole new way forward. What that has meant is that there's been an increase in the number of people who are able to actually engage in that way. And so, in fact, we've had to put on more staff and to seek more funding and more government funding to enable that to happen. So it just shows that by changing, one of the good things that's happened out of COVID is that this has made getting help for mental health, mental ill health, more accessible.
Keith,
so I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, Darren here. With those virtual connections for assistance and meetings and such, how are those with our IT facilities managing to do those connections? Is that a gap?
An issue.
Yeah.
That is a huge issue. And I think one of the things that COVID has shown up is that there's a group of people in low socioeconomic situations across Western Sydney particularly, who don't have IT facilities. So that is an issue, and they are often ones who need mental health facility, but also they miss out because there are so many other things today where you go online. But, many government services, employment services and so on are all online, and banking services are online, and so people find that, that there's a whole group of people in our society, and they could be people who are maybe their English is not their first language, maybe they're migrants, but they could also be people who are living in poverty, and they just don't have the wherewithal. They may not have the education as well in terms of being able to access that technology and to make it happen. So that is another aspect that I think COVID has shown up, that there's a whole group of people in our society who are, in fact, they're being excluded, and the exclusion is not a deliberate exclusion, but they are excluded nonetheless. And I think there's a piece there for us as a society to find ways to engage.
I think that's a wonderful reflection. We're running out of time, and I just really want to ask you this question, please, Keith. Are you looking for more funds? And if so, how can we make that available? And secondly, do you require more volunteers?
And yes, we do need more funds, particularly with our Meals Plus program. And so people can, and also more volunteers, and there are ways in which people can do that. The first one is to ring the Parramatta Mission phone number, which you can find on the internet, but is 9891 2277, and ask for fundraising or ask for volunteering, and they'll put people through. And the second one is to type in parramattamission.org.au, and that will take people to the website, and people can make a donation there. They can also apply to be a volunteer. So there are two ways, making a phone call or going to the website.
I was just going to say,
and
sorry, Keith,
their assistance would be greatly appreciated.
Well, I'm going to say to people, coming up to Christmas, why, and this is just a thought if I can say, Darren, why doesn't our listeners, some, you know, if you can, forego or sacrifice a meal and give it to someone to have, just to make that contribution and know within yourself, not to have it for everyone else, but for yourself to make that contribution. So 981-2277, I think.
9891-2277.
9891-2277. And the other one is parramattamission.org.au, which people can find on the internet. And so either of those two ways will get people to Parramatta Mission. And the money or the volunteering goes to help people who are in need. And there's people across Western Sydney. So it's the people who are neighbours to those who are listening today who are going to be helped by that kind of thing. Maybe it's even some of the people who are listening today who need that kind of help.
That's true too, and thank you for that very clear reflection. Darren and I have one final question to ask you in a couple of sentences, but it's really important for us to ask you without notice. Keith Hamilton, what do you want to be remembered for? What's your legacy?
My legacy is in the people. It's in making a difference in people's lives, and I think that's the most important thing, to help people to be people who are without hope to have hope, people who've been facing homelessness to have hope that they can be housed and accommodated, and that people who are living with a mental illness can have hope and the assistance they need to live life to the full. So that's my legacy. It's not in buildings, it's in people, and I think that's the most important thing for me, that stands out for me.
You have touched our hearts this morning, Keith. Christmas Day, 200 to 300 people plus will share together a meal and friendship, and as you say, that whole notion of hope and having someone there with a hand. Thank you on behalf of those people. Thank you on behalf of 90.5 and Spotlight, Darren and myself. We wish you all the very best, and we hope to catch up before Christmas as well. Thank you very much,
thanks,
Keith Hamilton.
Thanks, Darren. Thank you, Darren. Thank you, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity to speak today.
Good morning.
Thank you, Keith. What a great bloke. You know, I can't speak more highly of him. He's very humble and very smart, very humble, and I thank God that we have people like Keith Hamilton.
Alive 90.5.